Hi there, this is Wedge from killerbox.net, an ongoing exploration of internal communications and intranet good design. And today I'm thinking about the need to share our thoughts within the business with our people. One of the things I notice is that internal communications as a department and as a function, as a thing, is asked to announce things a great deal. In fact, if I have to read, "We are pleased to announce ... one more time, I may have to quit my job and go into advertising because I don't do clichés. But the point is, are we pleased to announce? And if so, why? Do you know Bebo? Bit of a sort of British competitor to MySpace. Well, they started out as a blogging community, and Bebo stands for blog early, blog often. And that's just a modern way of saying publish and be damned. Get it out there. Do it. Get it out there. Throw your lot in and see what comes back to you. The thing is, though, I find that companies and internal communications people are very tentative, careful. We don't want to tell them too early. We'll start a shitstorm. What? What's wrong with feedback? What's wrong with letting people know what's going on, getting feedback and addressing people's concerns? Why is it that we feel we can only communicate when the project is finished and we believe everything is perfect? It's doubtful if it's perfect at any stage of the project. And why not get the workhouse of our people involved with the project? You know, you may have a project team of 15 and they may be doing great guns, but what if there's someone out there who knows just a little something else that might help that project? If we were communicating, we might be able to engage with our people and grab their knowledge and grab their expertise and even more importantly, grab their enthusiasm. Projects don't work just because you finish them. They still have to work for the people who are engaged, who are involved with it, who it affects. So what I'm saying is, blog early, blog often. Why don't we use our internal communication channels to share our thought processes, to share our decision-making processes, and to share more about what's going on? Often a company is led by, a few dozen people? And they might have, you know, a cigarette outside and tell their second-in-command or their right-hand person. That's often me. But I'm trying to quit. But in general, we keep things close to our chest, don't we? As if by talking about something, our people will actually derail our ambitions. And yet these are shared ambitions. We have shared goals. We have shared ways of working. So what's so scary about letting people know that we're doing something, that the plans for doing something are going well? Blog early, blog often. Get it out there. Let's share our thought processes. Let's engage our people from the start with enough context so that they understand why we're doing stuff rather than just what we're doing. When we make an announcement and say, green is the new blue, people can be scared. People have emotional ties to green and they don't recognise blue, so they don't want it. Everyone else can change, but I'll still secretly use blue, they say to themselves. If we were to talk around the subject more earlier and let people know the context of why we're moving from green to blue, we could actually make them feel like it was their choice, like it was their decision, that actually they never liked green and then they can absolutely see the total benefits of blue. So let's get it out there. Let's share our thought processes. Let's use our internal communication channels to engage with our people early on so that we're all moving in the same direction rather than, you know, surprisingly launching a project and finding that another department has a completely different process and they're on red and they're not going to change red because it's business critical. So your blue project, that's fine for you guys, but we're going to do something in parallel. If we were to talk earlier and to express our thought processes and the context earlier, we would meet more people who are maybe not quite on board, but we'd get their ideas. And we'd also be able to convince our people, the people that our projects affect, we'd be able to convince them that we're doing it the right way. Consultation all the way. Anyway, that's my ideas about using internal communications. You can find me more at killerbox.net.